Good morning. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our service this morning. Let me be the first to say happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Good to see everyone here today. We're going to open our service with the song, How Great Thou Art. Before we sing the third verse, I'll welcome everyone and we'll greet each other on the third verse, okay? All right, let's stand and sing as we open up our service with How Great Thou Art.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Again, it's my pleasure to welcome you. If you have visitors today, special welcome to you. Let's greet each other as we sing the third verse.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Psalm 107 says, give thanks to the Lord because he's good. His mercy endures forever. So today is our annual Thanksgiving service, and I'm glad that you came to be part of that. Part of our tradition here is bless this house. And so Karen's played that for us in our beginning here. So we thank her for doing that. But anyway, it's good to see you today. And I want to take this opportunity, as Jeff's did, to wish you happy Thanksgiving. And to take this opportunity to tell you that I appreciate all of you. I do. I'm very thankful for you all and for the church and our church family and the fellowship that we share together. You know, no matter how difficult it gets in life, we can always find something to be thankful for. And we need to be thankful today for God's grace in our life. We can be thankful for the plan that he has for our lives. And we can be thankful for the home that he's preparing for us. So there's always those things that we can be thankful for. So happy Thanksgiving, and let's make this a day of Thanksgiving. I want to speak a little bit about the love offering today. Of course, we are Southern Baptist Church here, and each month we contribute to missions through what we call Southern Baptist Call the Cooperative Program. But what we do at this time every year is to take a love offering for missions, and this is over and above our regular gifts to the mission causes. So what the love offering goes to, it'll go to international mission, home mission, state mission, to the children's home, And what we do with the love offering, we divide that between all of those missionary agencies. And that's what we do this time of the year. And it's really a Thanksgiving offering to the Lord to help in the cause of missions. So we'll be receiving that love offering today. The box is down here on the stage. So if you feel like giving that, do that. But we'll keep the box up here a couple of weeks, and then we'll finish with that for this year, okay? May we pray together. Father, we thank you today for this day that you've given us, that we can be together. We pray today that we would worship you today with hearts of gratitude. And give us, Lord, a heart of thanksgiving because you have been so good to us in so many ways. And we want to be thankful to you for all your blessings. I ask today, Lord, that you would just minister to us as we open our hearts to your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Just a note, it's in your bulletin. Make sure that you remember we have not have church services this Wednesday night. This will allow you more time with your family during the Thanksgiving season. And also a note in your bulletin about the Loudoun County Baptist Association and a need that they have there. So that's listed in your bulletin as well. We went through our upward sign-ups. We're dividing the teams and everything up now. We've got close to 150 kids signed up, so you can imagine with that, we're going to need help. So if you could help with that, we would sure. Also, we had a really good turnout with our mobile meals that we worked with Second Harvest on this past Friday. We were understaffed, I'll just tell you that. We only had five of us here, and I think we fed 180 so cars. So come December, be thinking about it, praying about it. We're going to need more help. I'll just tell you right now, we're going to need more help because I expect December to be a month that people need help. So be thinking about that, praying about that. If you can help in some way with that, we sure would appreciate it. We're going to sing some hymns of thanksgiving, count your blessings, and we gather together. Now, these two probably don't mean a thing to you, but these two are not in the same key, okay? So in between the two songs, we're going to have to, Karen's going to have to play an intro, so we're not going to go right into the second one like we normally do. So, but these are hymns of thanksgiving that I thought would be appropriate for this morning. So count your blessings, and we gather together. You join in with us this morning.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name, He forgets not His own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining His kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, Thou, Lord, was at our side, the glory be Thine. We all do extol Thee, Thou leader in battle, and pray that Thou still our defender will be. Let Thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free.
Thank you for joining on those songs. Not very familiar, some we don't sing very often. Appreciate your participation in that. Another tradition we seem to have at Thanksgiving is to sing the song, Thank You, Lord. There's so many things that we could sing. Stand with us as we sing this morning. We come before You today, and we just want to thank You, Lord. Join in.
I come before You today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for all You've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless Your name. Thank You, Lord. I just want to thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I just want to thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
For all He's done in our life.
You've done in my life. You took my darkness and gave me Your light. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. 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 I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. You may be seated. This next song is a new song that was suggested we sing from one of our members here. So I was glad to get that. A recommendation. We love the song, A Thousand Hallelujahs and A Thousand More. We could not say thank you enough to our Lord and Savior. Carol, have the first verse.
With a thousand hallelujahs, we magnify your name. You alone deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord Jesus, this song is forever yours. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand would die for our redemption. His resurrection means I'll rise. There isn't time enough to sing of all you've done, but I have eternity to try. With a thousand hallelujahs, we magnify your name. You alone deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord Jesus, this song is forever yours. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand more. he rose, now he reigns. We will sing forever praise to the Lord, to the Lamb, to the King. Thousand hallelujahs, we magnify your name. You alone deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord Jesus, this song is forever yours. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand more. The Lord, to the Lamb, to the King of Heaven, praise. For he rose, now he reigns. We will sing forever with a thousand hallelujahs. We magnify your name. You alone deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord Jesus, this song is forever yours. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand more.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, a thousand hallelujahs and a thousand more, as the song says, is not enough to sing of the honor and praise and glory you deserve. God, we pray that we lifted up your name this morning. We thank you for all that you've done in our life. God, you've done so much. Continue to do that. We thank you most of all for your love for us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, worship team. Please turn to the Gospel of Luke, Luke 17. This is a story I like to go to, particularly at Thanksgiving time, because in this passage of Scripture, there's a lot of truth here, a lot of application for us. But one thing we learn from this passage today is that the Lord wants us to give Him thanks and to be grateful to Him. You know, Thanksgiving really is probably one of America's favorite holidays, but I wonder, really, if we are a thankful people. We need to think about that. We do. We need to be a thankful people. With all, like I said earlier, with all the difficulties and challenges in life, God has blessed us in so many ways. So we need to be grateful and thankful to Him. One thing that gratitude and thanksgiving does, though, is this. And the reason he wants to be thanked is because we honor him when we give him thanks. And we honor him when we give him gratitude for all that he has done for us. And here's a story today that illustrates what it is to be thankful and what it is not to be thankful. So I think that's why this is a very appropriate story that we can look at today. Let's begin reading in Luke 17, verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Like I said, this is a lesson from the life of Jesus about gratitude. This is laid in the life of the earthly life of Jesus. In Luke chapter 9, he begins his final journey to Jerusalem. It's taken some months now. He's in this area here of between Samaria and Galilee. And in chapter 19 of Luke, a couple more chapters here from 17, Jesus would enter Jerusalem for the final time. Then he would be crucified on the cross, and then he would rise from the dead. So this is very late in the earthly ministry of Jesus when this miracle took place. The first miracle recorded in Luke of Jesus healing a leper is found in chapter 5. And so today what I want to do is talk about this great miracle that we see here and apply it to gratitude and thanksgiving in our lives. I really see here in this story three actions that Jesus wants us to take. I see here in this story how that each of us, if we apply the truth of this story, that we can build thanksgiving and gratitude in our life to God. And like I said, when we do that, that honors Him, and we certainly want to honor Him. So the first action here is what you see is we need to get up. Jesus made His way here to this village, and we're not given the name of the village. There's speculation about it, but evidently in this village there also was a leper colony. And you had this group of people here who were lepers, and they were men. And they heard that Jesus was going to be coming to them. He was going to be coming by. And so what you see here is an attitude of fortitude. What they had to do is get up. They had to realize that the hope, the only hope they had, would be found in Jesus. Now, evidently, they had heard about Jesus doing the miracle in Luke chapter 5. That word had spread about Jesus and all the miracles that he did. So they heard about that, and they knew about that. The Bible says that Jesus passed by there. What the lepers did, they got up. They showed fortitude here. They cried out to him for mercy. Now notice they're not crying here for justice. They're not saying, you know, we deserve healing and we want what we deserve and all that. But they're crying out for God's mercy, because they were hopeless. Do you understand what this is telling us? That in our hopeless condition, we need mercy. It's not justice that we need. We may want justice, and we may desire that, but what we need is God's mercy. So they're crying out for mercy. This shows their fortitude. In other words, they did not want to stay where they were. They did not want to stay in that hopeless condition. They wanted healing. They wanted their life to be better. Now, the thing here would be this, that without doing what they did, taking this effort to cry out to Jesus, then what would happen would be this, they would miss the Master. They call Him Master. The word Master there means this. It means the one who is in control. The one who has authority. The one who is in control of the world. The one who has authority over disease. The one who has authority over death. The one who could heal them of their leprosy. And so they're crying out to Him, and they have this fortitude to do that. They wanted their life to be different. I wonder how many people miss Jesus because they don't have the fortitude to do what these folks did. They may be in a hopeless condition. They may be in a place where they need a life change, but they just don't take that fortitude to come to Him. What a great lesson this is that we see with this attitude of fortitude. And then the second thing they did was this. They had to get out. The Bible says they had to leave from where they were, because what Jesus told them to do was this. He said, I want you to go and show yourself to the priests. Now, what Jesus was doing here was keeping the Old Testament law. This is found in the book of Leviticus, because in Leviticus, instruction is given there about what a leper had to do. And so what a leper had to do, if he thought that he was healed or cleansed from leprosy, he had to go and show himself to the priest. This took about 8 days of ritual that they would do, an inspection. But evidently in that day, what the priest did, they were kind of like the health inspectors of that day, particularly when it came to this disease. But here, what you see here is an attitude. You see an attitude here of obedience. Jesus said, as the Bible says, as they went, then they were healed. And that's what Jesus told them to do. He said, get up, go, as they went, as they obeyed his word, and all they had was his word. And that's all they needed. All they needed was the promise of God. So they went in obedience to his word, and as they went, the Bible says that they were healed. So this is their attitude about Jesus, and this is their attitude about where they were. This is really it shows the true test of faith is what it does. It shows the value of taking Jesus at his word. When the Bible tells us that Jesus offers us salvation, we take him at his word. When the Bible tells us that Jesus gives us forgiveness of sin, then we take him at his word. But the value of that is our act of obedience. Do we believe that? Well, these folks believed Jesus at his word, and they obeyed him, and they went, and they were healed. So this great miracle was performed. Now, if they didn't have this attitude about Jesus that they had, if they did not obey him, you know what they would have missed? They would miss the miracle. Now, this is a spontaneous miracle for 10 people. 10 people were healed at one time. Now, who can do that? Only God could do that. Who can perform miracles? Only God could perform miracles. Leprosy was a dreaded disease. You can read about leprosy and all that goes with that, and it's very gruesome. I mean, it's a very gruesome thing to read about. But it was a disease that was really a social disease that isolated people in that day. And they had rules that they had to go by. For example, you know, they had to stay so many yards away from a person if the wind was blowing. They couldn't come within 6 feet of another person, and, you know, all those kinds of things. But yet, the big thing about it was they had to be isolated from people. But here Jesus performed this miracle. And what a great miracle it was. But I think what you see here is their attitude about Jesus. I see two attitudes here. The first attitude is what I would call a general attitude that was demonstrated toward Jesus during his earthly ministry. But we also see this general attitude today. You see, 9 of these folks represent this attitude, this general attitude that people in that day had about Jesus, but not only in that day, but people today have about Jesus. They wanted what they could get from Jesus, but they didn't want Jesus. They didn't want the salvation that he offered. They didn't want discipleship. They didn't want to follow him. All they wanted is what they could get for him. Now, this is demonstrated many times, this attitude, in the gospel. You remember the feeding of the multitude, and when Jesus would feed people, well, some of them, you know, that's all they wanted. They wanted what they could get out of Jesus. They wanted all the good stuff, but they didn't want to give their life to him and discipleship and follow him and to believe in him as Savior, to believe in him as God. They didn't want that. And I think you see that general attitude demonstrated today among, you know, some people. They want all the good stuff, and they want all the benefit, but they don't recognize him as God. They don't accept him into their life. They don't follow him in discipleship and lordship and all that kind of thing. But also you see another attitude demonstrated in this one. You see, there's a likeness here that you see in these 10 people, in these 10 men. They all were lepers. They all got up. They all went out. They all wanted the healing. They all were hopeless. They all had this dreaded disease. You see, that's where the likeness ends. Because this one had a different attitude. Because he was the one who returned. And he went back to Jesus to give thanks to Jesus. And what is demonstrated here, I think very strongly, is the attitude of saving faith, of what saving faith really is. It is trust, it's gratitude, it's humility, it's commitment, it's love, it's praise, it's worship. That's what you see in this attitude represented by this one person. So he didn't miss the miracle. He didn't miss the master. They got up. They got out. But now there's a third truth here that I'm going to talk about that will build thanksgiving and gratitude in our life, and that is to get back. This has to do with gratitude. 1 out of 10 went back. So he didn't miss the moment. We don't want to miss the moment of being able to give thanks to God, to show him a heart of gratitude, a heart of thanksgiving. We don't want to miss that moment. Now, here's an opportunity today here on this Thanksgiving service where we sang praises of thanksgiving to him. And I'm talking about thanksgiving today. And as we worship today, we're thinking about thanksgiving and gratitude. So this is a moment that we have to be grateful and thankful to him. But really, it should be every day. You know, thanksgiving for us should be an everyday moment where we give thanks to him. Now, they all were here, like I said, but that's where the likeness ends, because only one came back. We don't know his name. Did you notice that in the story here, that his name's not given? All we know about him was that he was a Samaritan. Now, the Bible here in this passage calls him a foreigner. That's all we know about him. But here's what we see. How do we know that this is a saving faith? How do we know that it was more than just a healing from leprosy? We know that because of what he did here. If you look at it here, the Bible says that one of them, verse 15, when he saw that he was healed, he returned, and look what he did. And with a loud voice, he glorified God. Verse 16, he fell down on his face at his feet. Boy, that's where we all need to be today. We need to be at the feet of Jesus. What is that? That's worship. I mean, here's a person who not only had healing for his body, but he had spiritual healing. He had salvation. He had feeling for his soul. So he fell down on his face at his feet. That's worship. Giving him thanks. And so what's demonstrated here? What you see here is a changed life. You see here a life that was changed, and the evidence of that was that he worshiped the one who changed his life. He worshiped the one who saved him. He worshiped the one who gave him healing. Now, how do we know that it was more than just the physical healing? It's in verse 19, because the Bible says there, and he said to him, Jesus said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Now, that's the translation I have. The word well there is the word sozo. What that word means through the gospel and also in the epistles is the word we use, saved. It means saved. It means salvation. Here's a person who not only, like I said, was healed on the outside, but he was healed on the inside. He got saved. He received salvation. He received a changed life, not only healing for his body, but healing for his soul. We see here where Jesus had some very revealing questions here in this story. If you look at it in verse 17 here, the first question was, were there not 10 cleansed? And again, notice how revealing these questions are. Now, did Jesus know where they were? He knew exactly where they were because he's God, okay? But what you see here is what's revealed in what Jesus is wanting here. Why didn't the rest of them come back to give thanks? Why didn't they come back to give gratitude to me? Well, they got what they wanted. And they wanted the benefit. They wanted the good thing. They wanted what God could do for them. But they didn't want Jesus. They didn't want that. And so that's what's revealed here. Jesus said another question here, he mentioned, or asked, but where are the nine? Literally how that reads is this, the nine, where are they? The nine, where are they? Well, like I said, he knew exactly where. Well, they were at a place where they were not showing gratitude to him. They were not showing thanksgiving to him. And then he goes on with another question here. Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? So again, one of the main points here is this. That what Jesus wants us to do is be thankful to him, to give him thanks, to show him gratitude, to give him praise, to give him worship. So what they didn't miss here, though, they didn't, you know, this one guy, he didn't miss the moment. This was the moment that he had to worship Jesus, to give him thanks, and to give him gratitude. Now think about this. I don't know that we're too far removed from this, but I do know this. I do know that this story speaks a lot of truth to where we are today. Now, we don't live in the days that they lived in. Leprosy is still a disease. There's still medical personnel and missionaries and people who work with leper colonies today in different parts of the world. I understand all that. But are we really this far removed from this story in America today? What I'm asking you, are you the one out of the ten? Are you the one who gives thanks? Are you the one who gives gratitude? That's where we need to be. And what we need to be is have that, where we need to be is have that attitude of gratitude in our life. To have thanksgiving and gratitude for all that he's done for us. You know, there's this disease of leprosy is really a bad thing, like I said. I mean, it's awful to read about it and to study about it, the effects that it has on the body and all that kind of thing. But you know, there's another disease that's bad. It's not a physical disease, but it's a spiritual disease. You know what that disease is? It's sin. And the only answer to the sin problem is Jesus Christ. The only one who can save. The only one who can make us whole. The only one who can bring us salvation is Jesus Christ. And so when we look back in our lives and we think about that time when he saved us, that's something that we need to be grateful for every day, for the salvation that we have. I know where I was in my life and when he saved me, and I go back on that, and I think about that from where I was then to where I am to now, and I'm very grateful to God for that. Because it could have been a whole different way. And it could have been a whole different way and a whole different life for you, but we need to be thankful for him. So the question is, will we not miss the moment? Maybe today that you're like those lepers. Jesus is coming by, and you're sitting by the roadside, and you may be in a helpless situation. You may be in a hopeless situation. You may be without Christ. He wants to save. He wants to change your life. That's what he wants to do. Don't miss the Master. You need to be saved, cry out to him. Don't miss the miracle of what God can do in your life, the change that he can make. The salvation that he can bring to life. Don't miss that. And don't miss this moment, because this is the opportunity today. You know, in our church here, we give a gospel invitation. And we invite people to come to Christ. And if that's your need today, if that's your need for salvation, then come to him today and trust him. But if we've done that and we know him and he's our Savior, let's make every day Thanksgiving. And let's live a life of gratitude and thanksgiving to him. Let's not miss the moment that he gives us every day to to give thanks to Him. Let's stand for our prayer. Lord, we thank You today for Your Word. We thank You for this story in the Bible that, Lord, it really focuses on gratitude and thanksgiving to You. We don't want to miss this opportunity that we have. We don't want to miss this day that we have to give thanks to You. But Lord, it should be every day is thanksgiving for us, and every moment is a moment of gratitude that we give to You. I pray for those today who've never made this commitment, who've never taken this step of faith to Jesus Christ. I pray if they need to cry out today for salvation, to be saved, that they would take that step today and come to You. Lord, for those of us who've been saved, and we know You, and You've forgiven us of our sin, and You are preparing a place in heaven for us, Lord, help us to be thankful for that and be grateful for it. We thank You for all Your blessings today, and may this Thanksgiving season really be a time of thanksgiving that we give to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing together, please.
Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to
you being here today. Go this week in thanksgiving and gratitude to the Lord. Pray that you have a happy Thanksgiving and you're able to do what you need to do this week to make that happen. Okay? So happy Thanksgiving. Have a good week. The praise team will come now and lead us in our closing course today. Remember, Wednesday night, we will not have any Wednesday night activity here because of Thanksgiving. We've given you a holiday schedule in the bulletin, so look at that schedule, and we've announced, you know, what the schedule will be going forward. So take a look at that, okay?
We're going to close with "We Are So Blessed." You join with us as we close.
We are so blessed by the gifts from Your hand. I just can't understand why You've loved us so much. We are so blessed. We just can't find a way or the words that can say, thank You, Lord, for Your touch. When we're in thee, You fill us till we overflow. When we're hungry, cause us to know we are so blessed. Take what we have to bring, take it all, everything. Lord, we love You so much.
Thank You. You're dismissed.